Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis, and our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Stepping Stones Early Learning Center Director Pam Mahoney. We're going to be talking about the Stepping Stones Stroll that's coming up on the 29th. Pam, thanks a lot for being here today.
You're welcome, Aaron.
We got the Stepping Stones Stroll coming up later this month, September 29th. That's a Sunday. Of course, it's an annual event being held here outside of Stepping Stones, and really it does a lot of good. Can you tell us a little bit about the stroll and how the community has bought into this event really over the past several years?
Sure. This is our eighth annual stroll. And when we kind of thought about doing something 8 years ago, we wanted to make it a family event, something that everybody could do. And that's why we call it a stroll. You don't have to jog. You don't have to race. You can bring out your whole family. People bring their infants and toddlers and strollers. They bring their dog and can walk their dog. We have prizes for that. And so we want to just make it something fun that you can do on a Sunday afternoon for the whole family and get some good physical benefit out of it, too.
And so what are the different portions of the event? I mean, obviously there's a 5K run walk or whatever you want to do with it, but there are also all sorts of other activities.
Sure. Beforehand, we're going to have a bounce house, and the staff are going to have different stations out for games and fun things for the kids to do. We want to kind of make it a fun event that way, too. And then afterward, we have special races for just the kids so they can win medals and have fun. And we have even a little infant and toddler stroll where they can just crawl. They don't even have to walk, and they can earn a little Stepping Stones bib. So we try to incorporate lots of fun things for the whole family to do.
And with that, obviously, it's a fundraiser for Stepping Stones. How has this event helped Stepping Stones grow in the past several years?
Oh, we have decided that we just want to do one main fundraiser every year, and we have used the money to purchase lots of different things. We built a trike path for the children so they could ride their trikes. We put money toward a shade structure. Actually, we have one on the infant playground as well as the 2 to 5 year old playground, so children can play out on especially hot days and the equipment doesn't get hot, or they can go out on a rainy afternoon and read stories under the shade structure. So we just used it for lots of different things that we normally would not have the money in our regular budget to do. And the people in the community have really been helpful. The businesses and the small to large businesses have just really been great sponsors, and we wouldn't be able to have the stroll without our great super sponsors.
Well, and this year, too, there's an extra benefactor, a special family that the stroll is helping out, too.
Right. This year, we have a family that has started coming to the center, and they have two little boys, but they got deployed in late June to the Middle East, and the grandparents are watching them, and that's Terry and Dave Reinholt, and they both work at 3M. And we just were talking to them, and they just miss the children so much, and you can imagine being away for a whole year from your 1 and 2 year old. It's got to be very difficult, but they want to kind of meet and fly the children at an unspecified destination and get to see them maybe halfway through their deployment. And so we thought it would be really great to give a portion of our proceeds from the stroll to the family so they can help with those expensive plane tickets so they can see the kids. So that's what we're going to do. We're kind of got a patriotic theme this year. Our shirt has got a flag, and we're giving everybody a flag, and they're going to have star necklaces to wear, and we're having the VFW come and do the color guard is going to start us off. We've got a World War II Jeep that's going to come so the kids can see that, and kind of some special activities. So we would hope the whole community would come and support that so we can give the little barren kids maybe a plane ticket to go see their mom and dad.
Well, and of course now there's a lot of reasons to get involved, it sounds like. So how do people do so? How do people register for the event?
You can register. You can go to our website at www.knoxvillesteppingstones.com. Also, you can go to Get Me Registered online and register. We've got flyers at the chamber. They're at the rec center here at Stepping Stones. You can call us at 641-828-7837. And lots of different ways that you can sign up.
And I think it's important to reaffirm how important the community support is to this facility. You guys have benefited a lot for the community support. I'm sure you're really appreciative of it.
We could not really be here without all the support from all our sponsors. They have just been great. We have made generally about $8,000 a year, and it's really from our sponsors, and all the support that we get is how we can keep the lights on out here at Stepping Stones. So we appreciate it.
Again, that's Sunday, September 29th. What time does that start at the activities?
The actual race will start at 1 o'clock, but we'll be here about 11 o'clock if they want to come out for the fun kids activities.
All right, and again, Sunday, September 29th, the Stepping Stone Stroll. Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Pam?
Just come out and support us. Even if you don't want to walk, it's fun to kind of watch the people and the children, and you can just come out and have some good food maybe and come join us.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks to Pam Mahoney, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Again, the Stepping Stone Stroll is on September 29th. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella's up next.